With your latest news, I'm April Cummings. The Cayman Islands Fire Service still hard at work after a relatively large brush fire breaks out in the Lore Valley area this afternoon. According to initial reports, there appeared to be several spots ablaze between Agricola and Beach Bay Road. No report so far of anyone injured or any kinds of structure damage, but if you're in the area, you likely heard the sound of X-ray 1 overhead monitoring the scene. And commuters, of course, have reported seeing smoke in some areas as they head east. The area has been extremely dry of late. We will keep monitoring the situation and bring you any new information as we receive it. A 23-year prison sentence for Javon James Dixon, who was convicted of manslaughter in the killing of Jovan Fuentes back in 2022 after a dispute over vehicle rental fees. Dixon was found guilty of manslaughter with provocation. Today in sentencing, the court ruled that his offenses met the standard of high culpability. Justice St. John Stevens noted the public nature of the crime, attempts to cover it up, and the tragic loss of life as factors in his decision. The sentence does account for time served, but underscores the irreversible impact of the offense. An unexpected defense emerges in court from two of the four facing charges for the Royal Bank of Canada caper of 2016. Radio Cayman's Jevy Ebanks has more.
The high-profile trial of David Samuel Bodden Jr., Staten Omar Clark, and married duo Elton David Webster and Elisa Eunice Webster, accused of the 2016 Royal Bank of Canada heist, has entered what is anticipated to be its final fortnight. After a protracted series of legal arguments and delays over several weeks, the proceedings took an unexpected turn, reminiscent of a Hollywood dramedy. This week, the court was captivated by the testimony of Staten Clark, a former elevator technician implicated in the elaborate scheme to relieve the bank of $500,000. In a dramatic courtroom revelation, Mr. Clark claimed his innocence, stating that during the time of the heist, he was ensconced with a clandestine companion. Adding to the intrigue, he disclosed that his secret associate was acquainted with the covert companion of his co-defendant, Elton David Webster. The jury of seven women and five men listened to the astonishing revelation with bemused astonishment. The narrative took another cinematic twist today when Elton David Webster testified. In a plot-thickening moment, Mr. Webster insisted he too was absent from the crime scene, engaged in a covert rendezvous over dinner with his undisclosed confidant. The court learned of the delicate balancing act Mr. Webster performed to keep his marital life and extramarital escapades separate. He orchestrated communications with his secret companion of equal distinction through his work phone to avoid his wife stumbling upon the communique. Furthermore, their clandestine outings were conducted in his secret companion's vehicle, a car he was not recognized for driving, adding another layer of secrecy to their covert rendezvous. His testimony continues tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Jevy Ebanks, Radio Cayman News.
A new irregular migrant initiative is given the green light by Cayman's leaders. Here's Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller.
At their April 30th meeting, Cabinet gave approval for the Ministry of Border Control, Labor and Culture to implement the Centralized Migrant Housing Project, along with agreeing to bring a supplementary budget increase request for $2.4 million to Parliament for approval. The group also dealt with several other matters, including decisions related to road parcels. Cabinet gave the green light for the transfer of several privately owned road parcels to the Crown and the dedication of a 30-foot vehicular right-of-way in favor of the general public. These encompassed several parcels in West Bay, north of the junction of Finch Drive and Birch Tree Hill, as well as a few stretches east of Town Hall Road and near Bottebonneau Road, south of Battleground. In addition, they approved the transfer of two privately owned parcels in West Bay and two in Bodentown to be designated as land for public purposes to the Crown. Cabinet also gave a thumbs up for the import duty waiver on all automated defibrillators and their maintenance items before accepting the appointments of Michael Adam as chair of the Air Transport Licensing Authority and Langston Sibleys as a director of the Cayman Islands Monetary Board. I'm Carsley Fuller.
You can find the full meeting summary online at gov.ky. More now on the cabinet approval of that $2.4 million to construct a new detention facility. Radio Cayman's Dion Anglin has more on that.
A government statement says the existing Bodentown Civic Center, which was once fully operational and intact, has, quote, sustained extensive destruction inflicted by migrants, especially from their makeshift modifications on the inside of the structure, cementing those concerns concerns is a fire at the detention center in Fairbanks, which was in September of 2023 and which was started by migrants in detention and has rendered the facility uninhabitable. The funding will facilitate the construction of a state-of-the-art facility designed to securely house and monitor 180 persons in permanent structures, quote, ensuring their safety and dignity. Additionally, the design includes surge capacity to accommodate an extra 144 persons in short-term housing, addressing potential spikes in migrant numbers. This facility is both a response to current inadequacies, but also is looking ahead to manage future challenges in migration. The new detention center will be equipped with modern security systems and constructed using resilient materials capable of withstanding extreme conditions, ensuring long-term serviceability. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Dion Anglin.
The Ministry of Education and Department of Education Services confirmed today that the investigation conducted by the MASH unit in conjunction with police related to Red Bay Primary School and an alleged incident in May 2021 has concluded and no further action is recommended. The ministry and DES, quote, consider there was no misconduct against any student by the CENCO at Red Bay Primary. And as such, Dr. Meredith Rankin was asked to return to her workplace at the school effective November 1, 2022. The short statement released this afternoon says, quote, we confirm there are no concerns about this long-serving and valued member of staff. And we have no doubt the children under her care will continue to receive the teaching and special educational needs services that she has provided throughout her long career to date. The Education Ministry and DES also ask staff, parents, and the public to refrain from making mention of the alleged incident and respect her privacy. An initiative designed to help us all understand the role of a key pillar of the Cayman Islands economy is available now as the Chamber releases the latest iteration of its Growth Matters series. Financial services matter. Cayman Chamber CEO Will Pinot spoke to Radio Cayman at last night's premiere.
We're able to convey the complexities of the Cayman Islands economy in such a unique way. And the videos are fun, they're engaging. We try to have them be entertaining, and we're hoping a lot of people see them.
Chamber President Joanna Lawson says these short animated videos will be of interest to people of all ages and backgrounds, but are particularly important for young people.
We definitely want it in the schools and hope that the curriculum, public, private, we want our children really understanding the major economic pillar of financial services and all the facets involved, the potential career opportunities, the roles, how it all works. I mean, Cayman has come very far in financial services. It's world class, it's renowned, and we should all be so proud of it and share it.
Where can you see it? Well, check out growthmatters.ky. We'll be sharing them on our Facebook page in the days and weeks to come. And with that, the official ribbon cutting, in this case, a traditional Caymanian silver thatch rope to commemorate the opening of Hotel Indigo Cayman. 10 stories, 282 rooms, views of Seven Mile Beach on one side and the Sound on the other.
This is the first new hotel steps away from the amazing Seven Mile Beach since 2016, and it is the first Hotel Indigo branded property to be established anywhere within the Caribbean.
Tourism Minister the Honorable Kenneth Bryan tells attendees this morning Hotel Indigo also marks a milestone for the islands.
I am both proud and excited by what this will mean for our tourism industry's future. The addition of Hotel Indigo's new guest rooms and suites raises our hotel tourism stock in all three islands to 8,022. We finally break that 8,000 mark. Of which 2,800 are in the hotel sector.
The Hotel Indigo Cayman is located just south of its sister hotel, Kimpton Seafire, and it is the second DART hotel with IHG Hotels and Resorts. That is your latest local news. I'm April Cummings.